Warning, this program is a work of fiction and does not represent the thoughts or views of Christopher Walken. The show contains adult language, situations, and overly descriptive content. In other words, don't listen to the show.
Hey there, motherfucker. How's it going? Looks like it's about that time. Just sit your ass in the chair, you old cocksucker. You been watching those fucking NBA finals? It's ridiculous, man. How the fuck did them Celtics... They came from nowhere. They just showed up all of a sudden. You ever look real close at that guy, the Paul Pierce guy? What the fuck is all that shit all over his face? Does that guy not know how to shave? Scraggly looking motherfucker. He's all hairy and shit. Looks like he's got one of them fucking Fu Manchu beards. Weird looking. And that Kevin Garnett, what the fuck is that? He like slams his head into the fucking wall before he plays a game. That can't be good for your concentration. Do you ever see, you see that? He like stares down the fucking basket like it just raped his mother or something. Then on the flip side, you got that goofy looking fuck Pau Gasol. And that Ron Artest dude fucking shaves something different into his head every fucking day. What's with all the kids and shaving shit into their heads? This dude dyes his hair blonde all the time. FYI, black people don't have blonde hair. And that Kobe Bryant, he's got that monkey howling bottom tooth thing. I think he's gonna bite somebody's cock off with those fucking things. Scary looking dude. You wanna bend forward for me there, fella? God damn, is this... is this mole malignant or what? Get that shit checked out. It's freaky looking. Looks like a little spider. I almost jumped back. Thought a fucking wolf spider was gonna bite my goddamn arm off for a second there. Not really sure how these the basketball games are gonna shake down. Who really gives a fuck anyway, you know? Overpriced motherfuckers running around playing a kid's game for money. I mean, there's like 30-year-old dudes out there running around playing fuck. I mean, it's like anything, a professional fucking hopscotch team, you know? Who gives a fuck? I don't know about you, but, I mean, well, I guess I would. I'd throw some money towards a professional hopscotch team. That'd be kind of interesting to watch, you know? Probably wouldn't be as fast-paced and interesting as a basketball game. But I still don't think that there's anybody who's actually worth $3 million. I mean, if I was to go to college and get myself a fucking master's degree, there's no way I could make $3 million. No fucking way. With these cocksuckers, they shoot a fucking ball through a hoop. And all of a sudden, hey, Wheaties wants to give you $50 million. Just so your face can be on their fucking cartoon box or whatever. Also, besides the basketball, have you been noticing? I just cannot stop thinking. Every time I see Betty White, I just want to plow into that bitch, you know? She's got some years on that pussy that just... I bet she's fucking fantastic. I bet she could just jump up and down. And, you know, you'd probably have to close your eyes for it. But I bet you that pussy, it could probably suck your dick just by sitting there. It just, like, latches on like one of them fucking little alien things from the alien movies, you know, that sucks onto your face. You know, it's just sucking onto your cock, basically giving you a blowjob. But it's a pussy, and it's grabbing onto your cock, you know? Sorry if that disturbs you, but Betty White, she seems to be getting better with age. You know, she's the only one of them golden girls still around. What do you think's gonna happen when she dies? Do you think that there's somebody out there just keeping track of every golden girl, and then once the last golden girl is dead, then, like, fucking Satan just comes right out of the fucking ground and kills us all. You think that might happen? I kind of think that's going to happen. Maybe that's what's going to happen in 2012. Like, Betty White is going to fucking die in 2012. Satan's going to come and fucking kill us all. All right, fella. That's about all the fucking storytelling I want to do today. So why don't you get the fuck on out of here? Guess I'll see you in a couple weeks there, buddy. I guess I'll see you next week. Whatever. Just get the fuck out.